Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last week, we talked about I-183, the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act, a ballot initiative designed to ensure that when it comes to locker rooms, shower rooms, restrooms, and changing rooms, men must use the men's facilities and women must use the women's. No more free passes into the women's locker room for guys who believe they're really a girl in a man's body, or for guys who just say that to gain access. It's becoming a problem in an increasing number of states, resulting in lawsuits from coast to coast. If enough Montanans vote yes on this ballot initiative, it won't be a problem here. That said, the ACLU, that venerable protector of leftist ideology, has vowed to do everything in its power to keep I-183 from passing. Their opening salvo was a lawsuit filed in the Montana Supreme Court. We won, but at a price. The ACLU asked that the ballot initiative be halted. The court refused. They asked that all signatures gathered so far be thrown out. Again, the court refused. Then they asked that the ballot statement be modified. The court made several minor modifications, which in turn triggered a section of the law that says if the ballot statement is changed, then all signatures gathered to date are void. The part hardest to swallow is the fact that the law also says that if a ballot statement is challenged, then the court must drop all other cases and matters before the court and deal with the challenge immediately. The court ignored that section of law and let signature gathering go on for nearly 2 months before making a decision. Also at issue was a similar case in 2010 where the Supreme Court modified the ballot statement but allowed the previously gathered signatures to remain. This placed our side in a difficult spot. Do we ask the court for clarification, which would be expensive and could take another month to month and a half, or do we start over immediately on the signature gathering process? On the advice of legal counsel and because the clock is ticking toward the deadline, our side decided to start over. This is a speed bump, not a brick wall. Signature gathering in 2004 on the Montana Marriage Amendment did not begin until February. It was still successful, and we needed twice as many signatures because it was a constitutional initiative. The big question was whether those who had been gathering signatures would give up and walk away or redouble their efforts for the sake of their children. We're happy to report the latter. People got angry at the ACLU and the court and asked when the new petitions would be available. We're happy to report they're ready now. Anyone interested in collecting signatures can go to lockerroomprivacy.com. That's lockerroomprivacy.com to download your copy and a set of instructions. This challenge by the ACLU is just the first of many. They promised to do everything in their power to stop the initiative. Will they be successful? Only time will tell. America is in a civil war of values, and as Dr. Dobson once said, the prize to the victor is the next generation, our children and our grandchildren. In the America of today, everything is up for grabs. All moral truth is relative, immutable characteristics no longer are, and bedrock principles of right and wrong more closely resemble sand dunes that drift in the wind. If we stay on our present course, what will America look like in 20 years? It's a question worth asking. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.